From GPB News, this is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headley. This is the perfect time of year to sink your teeth into a peach. Georgia's state fruit is now in season, and it will still be sweet and juicy all through the end of the summer. Today we'll talk about all kinds of Georgia-grown products, from peaches to ginger to grass-fed beef. We whet our appetite for today's show with yesterday's conversation about whether cornbread should be sweet or not. Rapper Killer Mike helped kick things off.
The answer is Georgia prefers sugar in their cornbread. If you get Georgia and go toward even some parts of the Carolinas, but Alabama, parts of Tennessee prefer it starchy. My grandmother's from Alabama. My grandfather's from Georgia.
So you had both.
Yeah, so his family would put, like, my grandmas that are from Georgia and my great-grandmas and aunts would sprinkle a little sugar in their cornbread, and the ones from Alabama didn't, so it's a bitter taste. It tastes like corn. It's a bitter. Well, it's not sweet corn. It's like a starchier taste. I prefer the starchier one.
And we put the question out to you on Twitter. At last check of our poll, sweet was winning, and savory was a few percentage points behind. Here are your first thoughts. Jean Cahill from Rome grew up on a farm in South Georgia.
In my kitchen, desserts are sweet, cornbread is savory. I can make a meal on the kind of cornbread I make because it has chopped onion, bell peppers, a little olive oil instead of Crisco or other shortening. And it is baked thin so it gets crispy on top and bottom.
Jean says she makes her special cornbread in a black iron skillet that's been in her family for generations. And I bet it's delicious, Jean. You can drop it by the studio anytime. We always want to know what you think. And you can call us at 404-500-9457. You can reach us on Twitter at OST Talk or post to Facebook. And we might feature your comments on the show. Agriculture is the most lucrative industry in Georgia. Our farms contribute about $75.5 billion to the state's economy. Now the state wants to allow farmers to contribute to the marketing of their food. Commissioner of Agriculture Gary Black has revitalized a state program known as Georgia Grown, and Gary Black joins us now to talk a little bit more about this brand. Good morning.
Boy, it's a pleasure to be here, and what a great day in Georgia.
I guess it would always be a great day in Georgia, right?
It must
when,
be.
When is
if
a day when
Georgia
you say this
day,
is an awful day in Georgia?
If it's a Georgia Grown Day, it's a great day. And
okay.
That's what we're glad to get to visit with your listeners today.
Fair enough. Also with us is a member of Georgia Grown, Ross Harding. We welcome him back. He's the co-founder and CEO of Verdant Kitchen. Hi, Ross.
Hey, it's nice to be back.
Because last time we were talking about how popular Georgia ginger was with Oprah.
We were. It was in the last quarter of last year when two of our products, both with the Georgia Grown logo on them, were chosen by Oprah for her favorite things.
So that's marketing that you did not have to do or pay for. That's what Oprah did.
Well, we certainly had to do it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
for sure.
I mean, you didn't have to construct the marketing campaign.
We did not.
But I reason I mention it is because the last time we talked, you assured me you were going to have more than enough product to meet all the orders. And I just wanted to check back with you.
There were days where warm product was being shipped straight from the factory, but we did not have one day that we ran out. And I know I challenged your listeners, see if you can make us run out. And
yeah.
Let me tell you, they did their level best and bless them all.
So Gary, what is different about this Georgia Grown campaign than the Georgia Grown campaign original?
Well, and I think it's just important to move forward. It's we really want to focus on economic development and look at this largest sector of our economy, and that's agriculture. So we felt like there was a role for the Department of Agriculture to play there. When we look at local markets, the enthusiasm there is a statewide, nationwide about, you know, buying from local people, buying from local businesses, doing business with local farmers, consuming local product. This is very strong in the marketplace. So we felt like it was really important to brand Georgia-produced products in a way that would be exciting to the consumer, and that's what we've done.
So, but what does local mean to you? Because there's no official definition of local, and I read this study where they found that for consumers, when they asked them to define local, they defined it in terms of driving distance.
Yeah, and I don't think that debate, I don't know, is one that's worthy today, because when we're talking about Georgia Grown, we're talking about Georgia businesses that are employing people in the forestry business and the food business and agriculture and those services that actually, you know, help support that industry. And that's what this has all been about. Not necessarily the purity of product, We're putting Georgia businesses together to do business with each other, and that's going to put a real brand on Georgia produced products. And that's what Georgia Grown is all about. And so we're really excited for the Department of Agriculture to actually be at the table, to be able to have this interaction with Georgia consumers, and then brand that Georgia product to be shipped domestically and all around the world. And we're seeing great enthusiasm in this arena.
Ross, where do you sell most of your product? Is it here in Georgia, or is it around the country and the world?
It was certainly as the business started, it was primarily in Georgia, although now we sell as much product outside of Georgia as we do inside Georgia. In fact, I think our number two state now is California, where we sell our product.
What's the value then of that sticker that says Georgia Grown?
It's very important. You know, I think there's a strong movement for people wanting to understand where their food comes from. And, you know, whether this is a terminology of local or exactly what that means, for each individual person, they want to know what's the provenance of this product. You know, where did it come from? And these are people who, by and large, they're interested in what they're eating. They're perhaps suspicious sometimes of what they're eating. And I think that the Georgia Grown brand gives them some certainty to at least know, okay, I know geographically that these were products produced in a known location, which is known as a supremely high-quality food producer. And so I think this is probably the most important, at least for us, aspect that logo has.
Do you see the Georgia Grown label as sort of tapping into the farm-to-table movement that we've seen?
There's no doubt about it. That's just where we've got a great opportunity to build the relationship between people and the food they consume. And that's another key tenet of the program. We see whether it's in a local farmer's market or working with our partners at the Georgia Restaurant Association. By the way, we're about to have our second James Beard dinner in New York with the Georgia Grown to take New York by storm again. But we're working with chefs, working in our school systems. Our Feed My School for a Week program is working through 39 school systems now and introducing that farm.
Since
to table
you mentioned it, this is the program where the kids actually grow food in their schools.
Or they're actually there's some of that, and but it's also making sure that school nutrition officials can learn how to use the system to source local product for those markets for local producers there. But we've just launched a key vision for the future. It's our 2020 vision for school nutrition. And our vision is the start of school in 2020. We want to be that every school, every meal, every day in Georgia, that at least 20% of that menu is Georgia Grown, and that 20% of our schools are at 50%. So we're working with a wide population and a key dreamers and leaders all across the state to help make this possible. So whether it's in the consumer marketplace or at schools or at restaurants or, you know, the fresh product you might acquire from a farmer's market, we believe that this brand has a lot of power wherever it's used, and great members like Ross are really proving that.
So, Ross, there has been a lot of confusion from consumers on what all of these labels mean because of things like organic or all natural or local, even, that don't necessarily have a definition. So when you put the Georgia Grown sticker on, what are you communicating to your, I mean, literally you're communicating this was grown in Georgia, right?
Well, I think we're communicating to them that food, and it may be produce, but it may be a finished product, right? So this was grown or produced here.
Oh, right. If it's the ginger, but in your case, that's both the product and the...
Well, it is in our case, but not in every case, right? And it's just as important that you have food producers who are producing a finished product here in Georgia. I do think that what it's communicating to people from our side is provenance. It's location. It's, I understand it, that this is a product in a local part of a community that has a history of being a high-quality food producer. And so it's trusted. I think that's very important. It's not overhyped, you know, which I think words like, you know, natural, it's not something that a corporation is simply using as a marketing tool. It's trying to portray to end customers some information about the product that allows them to make a choice, an informed choice. And I assume for different people, it might mean different things. But but for most of them, it gives them a geographic grounding in where their food came from.
My guests are Agricultural Commissioner Gary Black and Verdant Kitchen CEO Ross Harding. And we're talking about a statewide initiative known as Georgia Grown. Is the Georgia Grown program played for entirely by those who participate, the farmers and the distributors? And
yes, it's the Georgia Grown Commodity Commission is that part of the program is supported by those who are the license holders. And so people have been familiar with agricultural groups promoting their own product, like with the Milk Commission and the old milk mustache.
Yeah,
that's all of that comes from producer-owned or producer-run commodity commissions. We decided to, since this is such a broad commission, that they actually renew annually with the license to use the brand. And that's how those monies are poured back into the department. We manage them in trust on their behalf. And then just continue to advance, you know, Georgia Grown marketing activities. We have had some, you know, our marketing division of the Department of Agriculture does have some support from the legislature and the governor, and we're very grateful for that. But the whole focus of the maintenance of the brand and some of our general Georgia Grown activities are supported through the Commodity Commission.
So, Ross, I want you to pretend that Gary's not in the room with us. What is the pros and cons of doing this kind of thing through a government agency as opposed to, say, the egg producers, like the incredible edible egg, right? I mean, does getting the state involved help you or hurt you?
I really haven't seen it be a detriment at all. Whether Gary's here or not, I mean, I would be more than happy to tell you if we saw problems with it. We haven't. It's been well coordinated. It's very broad based, and so there's no partisanship in it. One of the great things about having it done through the Department of Agriculture is that they're representing a very broad range of agriculture and food producers. And so, you know, it's not as though egg producers, you know, are running the show, or beef producers, or tree growers. I mean, it's broadly based and very equitably distributed. So we haven't seen, you know, a downside in it. We're very happy to pay our dues, and we think we get fabulous value for money.
And the incredible edible egg was actually a promotion of the Georgia Egg Commission of years ago.
So I still remember that jingle.
So I think maybe our activities of the past maybe have been successful because
growing up in California, I knew that jingle. Yeah.
And I would also say, Celeste, that, you know, we were, I guess, our only concern going into this was this something that was only going to play well in Georgia? You know, was the Department of Agriculture going to produce a program that limited our ability? I mean, we're not a Georgia-only business. We're a Georgia-based business, but we sell our product all across the U.S. and increasingly now, you know, overseas. So it has not hurt us. It's helped us, you know, and the Department of Agriculture haven't limited its appeal. It hasn't been, this is only something that plays well to companies in Georgia or to schools in Georgia. It plays just as well in California as it does because it's a known, trusted brand.
Gary Black is the Georgia Agriculture Commissioner, and Ross Harding is the co-founder and CEO of Verdant Kitchen. Gary and Ross, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
Great morning. Thanks.